share. And we do this every year at this time, and it's just one of the funnest and most fulfilling services as we get a chance to hear from you what you're thankful to the Lord for. Try to keep it within about a minute to 2 minutes, okay? But every single one of you are invited to come and do that if you'd like today. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. We're going to receive an offering here in a moment. I want to talk to you just a little bit about the Harvest Project. Last week we talked a little bit about this, but I kind of want to just emphasize a little more. And sometimes I realize maybe we don't explain things as well as we should, and I want to be better at that. But the Harvest Project is how we give above and beyond our tithes and offerings. Okay, our tithes. The tithes, the Bible teaches, comes to the church, to the storehouse, to provide the needs for the church. How many of you know that just like your home, we have electric bills, we have water bills, we have all those things you have at home. We have a staff here that faithfully serves you and pours their lives out to be a blessing to you. So the tithe is what takes care of that. But we're a radically generous people that want to give beyond that. The Bible talks about tithes and then offerings. Well, what are offerings? That's above and beyond that 10%. We ask everybody to prayerfully consider giving 2% to the mission of the church. And that's to reach out and to declare Jesus to people all over this city and all over this nation. And I want to show you something here real quick because it's pretty cool. Right there's our goal, $37,500. Let me just tell you, and this blows me away and blesses me greatly. Man, I get emotional when I think about this, but since we began the Harvest Project and began to give together to make a difference, this year as we finish out, we will have given as a body. Are you ready for this? Because I just counted it up the other day. How many of you think we've given some pretty, listen, it's pretty awesome, over $250,000 into missions around this world. Can you give the Lord praise for that? I think that's pretty awesome. You know, we're not the biggest church in town, but I tell you what, I will put the heart of this church against any in town, and we're not in competition with anybody. In fact, we're all working together and striving together to make a difference. In fact, I was praying this morning for several of my pastor friends across this city. They're praying for us, and we're working together to see this be the most saved city. Amen?
Amen.
Wouldn't it be neat if Louisville was known for something other than bourbon distilling? That'd be or horse racing. It'd be pretty cool if it was known for its righteousness and its churches that were alive and proclaiming the kingdom.
That's right.
So right now, our goal is $37,500, but our current amount is $32,375.90. Okay? And by the way, if you wonder who the money goes to and how much, all you have to do is go out and look at the board outside. It's clearly laid out for you. It'll show you everybody we support and how much. In fact, I'd like to just do something real quick. There's at least a few in the house right now that we support you on a monthly basis because you are a full-time missionary living out missions in your daily life, like Cody and Heather, Jose and Marissa. Anybody else, stand up if I missed you, because I want you to see just a few of the folks that we're supporting. And almost every Sunday we have some of our folks in the house that we get to support, pray for, give to. It's really a cool thing. In fact, let me just show you this list. Now, that's a pretty long list. All of those folks, because of your faithfulness to give together as a church, every one of those folks right there get a gift from this church every month, like clockwork, to help them do the mission God has called them to. In fact, I'm going to put them on the spot. Jose and Marissa, Cody and Heather, do you get your check from New Song on a regular basis every month?
All right.
See there? Isn't that awesome? Give the Lord praise. This is so cool.
Amen.
And together, so that's the list of missionary. Here's the list of missions that we give to. Just had a wonderful One City, One Church meeting this past week. By the way, honey, tell us what happened this week, because several of us, about five or six of us, got together this past week, and we took a special trip downtown. And tell everybody what happened.
Well, thank you so much for all the coats and the blankets and the donations. So we traveled downtown, went to the bridge, under the bridge. We met three gentlemen who live under the bridge. Each one has a story. And they
can I mention their names so they can be praying for them? We met Lance.
Yes.
We met Jared. We met Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And then two ladies you're going to mention, I bet.
Yes.
Sherry and Christina.
Yes.
So five new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Christina's 28 years old, and she told us, I've never been homeless in my whole life until this past year, and it's been the hardest year of my life.
Yeah.
She had, it was really cold that day.
Yep.
And she just had a pair of slippers on. That was it.
Slides.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, ladies, I need shoes size 8 and 9. Okay. So, gloves and, we're going to continue to develop our friendship
and
with
sleeping
them.
Sleeping bags.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping bags was huge.
Man, Lee, wherever Lee is, I know he brought a couple sleeping bags.
Yeah, a lot of
bags.
Blankets and stuff like that. They took all of them. So, thank you so much. It was powerful to go down and really meet. I mean, they came right down. And very grateful and talking, wanted to tell, we asked them, what's your story? They told us their stories. Ladies, we were there for a couple of hours at least. It's really, really great. This is bugging me.
And we got to pray. It was really, really
it
powerful.
It was really good.
Was it good, Cody and Jordan? And Rich, where's Rich? He was with us too.
It was
a great time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the hands and feet of Jesus. And it was a blessing. It was a real blessing.
And we're going to do it again. So we'll invite everybody to come with us. It'll be fun.
So I'm going to go back here real quick and just show you something, and then we'll go back. So our current, we're at 32,000.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, my math whiz, calculated out if we continue at the same rate, we're going to end up at the end of the year with $36,598. Which, that's awesome. Man, I praise God for that. But I got to tell you, I'd really like to see us meet our goal.
Yeah, amen.
So if you can just, if you can kind of increase over these next few weeks, there's only a few left to the end of the year. We'd like to see that $37,500 come in. And because we give collaboratively together, every one of our missionaries are depending on those gifts to stay in missions. We've actually had several missionaries this year who've said to me, we really need to raise more support. And it's been a struggle for several of our long-term missionaries. So we want to be faithful. We want to make that goal. We want to be able to give over and above. We even like to, when we are able to make the goal and kind of even go above that, we usually give Christmas gifts. So it's just the coolest thing, and I appreciate all of you being a part of that.
Yeah, thank
so
you. It's really good.
Let's pray over our offering today. Father, thank you for the incredible blessing of giving. Jesus, you were so on the mark when you said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I know my life used to be defined by what I received. But God, I want my life in these days to be more and more defined by what I give. But what a give to others, to see them know your love, to see them experience your goodness. God, help us to be givers. Bless the gift and the giver today, and we give it in praise to your name. Amen. God bless you as you give this morning. Thank you for your faithful giving. Let's see. We got a big Christmas banquet. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, the reason that I'm wearing this. Friday.
What is the reason behind that?
Well, is it this Friday? It's December 1st.
It is.
We are
it's
having our
Friday.
Banquet. And Miss Carla is, I'm her elf. So we need some tables decorated, ladies and gentlemen. And we've had men before do a big camo table. So we're excited. And we do lots of fun games and great food. And you're all invited. So if you would like to decorate a table, let me know. I know we had it email sent out that it actually begins at 4. So if you work and you can't make it at 4, we'll go until about 8. So if you can come and help us, that would be great.
When is that?
That is Thursday. Yes, this Thursday. So.
By the way, I just got to give a quick, next Sunday, talking about the Harvest Project and those we support. Next Sunday, one of my favorite speakers, and it's not because he's a great speaker, but because of his incredible heart. And God has used him in amazing ways. My dear friend Bill McDonald, Bill and Connie McDonald, will be here next Sunday bringing the Word of God, speaking to us and giving us a challenge as we close out this year. You don't want to miss hearing Bill and Connie and their amazing heart. They've been in Ecuador for many, many years. They're our friends. They actually did our premarital counseling.
They did really good because we're 30 years
30
as
years,
of December.
That's right.
30 years.
So
they laugh at us because they knew us before we were married.
Bill took me on my very first mission trip too.
Yeah, Jamaica.
So pretty amazing.
Yes, he did.
So I don't want you to miss that. And that's going to be great. So anything you want to share, honey, about being thankful this morning before you're seated and before we turn the service over to all these guys?
Oh, man. I am so thankful. You know, Jeff and I were talking to our kids. We had our Thanksgiving with our kids last night. And just talking about gratitude, you know, that the key to happiness is gratitude and being really grateful for things in our lives. And I'm so grateful for my family that God has given me, friends, you all. You know, it's not about being perfect. It's not about, you know, having the perfect family or, we all kind of strive for this perfection a lot of times. But it's just really about our humanness, loving one another where we are and encouraging one another. You all have been, so many people in my life, and you all have been such an encouragement at different times in my life. You didn't even know it, you know. Hugs, smiles, you know. I'm so grateful for that. I don't underestimate that ever, you know. So I'm grateful for my friends and family.
Thank you. Well, I want to say.
And I'm really grateful for you, too.
Thank you, baby.
You're part of my family.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to really focus in on just my thankfulness for my wonderful wife this year. It is our 30th anniversary.
Woo!
And that seems like a big number to me.
All
you guys, you know our story. We got married when we were 13.
Yeah.
So you can figure out how old we are by that. That's legal in Kentucky, thank God.
I was 21.
No, just kidding. But, honey, you have been just the most amazing and wonderful blessing to me. And because of your faithful, consistent love, you have you've really taught me. You've deepened me. You have helped me in so many ways. And I'm really, really thankful for you.
Thank you.
And for just the incredible influence that you've been in my life. And thank you for 30 years, and hopefully I get another 30 with you.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
The best is yet to come.
I'd like you to renew my contract if you would.
Yeah.
That'd be great. All right. I love you. So I want to read you something, then I'm going to turn it over. I'd like to read this every year, and to me it's just a powerful reminder of being thankful. It's called Thankful for the Fleas. And maybe you've heard me read this before. Maybe you haven't, but you need to hear it today. The barracks where Corrie Ten Boom and her sister Betsy were kept in the Nazi concentration camp Ravensbrück were terribly overcrowded, and they were flea-infested. They'd been able to miraculously smuggle a Bible into the camp. And in that Bible, they had read that in all things they were to give thanks, and that God can use anything for his good. So Corey's sister Betsy decided that this meant thanking God for the fleas. But this was too much for Corey, who said she could do no such thing. Betsy insisted. So finally, Corey gave in and prayed to God, thanking him even for the fleas that infested their barracks. Over the next several months, a wonderful but curious thing happened. They found that the Nazi guards never entered their barracks. That meant that the women were not assaulted. It also meant that they were able to do the unthinkable, which was to hold open Bible studies and prayer meetings in the heart of a Nazi concentration camp. Through this, countless numbers of women came to faith in Christ. Only at the end did they discover why the guards had left them alone and would not even enter their barracks. It was because of the fleas. This Thanksgiving, give thanks to God for every good and perfect gift, but also thank Him for how He will use all things for good in the lives of those who trust Him. Yes. Amen. So here's the microphone. You'll notice up here there is a towel, a very decorative towel that Miss Carla gave me with little bears and penguins. And if you will just lay the mic on that towel, it won't go and make a lot of noise. Here's what I'd like to do. Let's all stand quickly. Everybody's standing. And if you'd like to come and share a quick thanks to the Lord, if you're sitting on this side of the room, please line up over there against that wall. If you're sitting on this side, please line up over there, and we're going to alternate quickly, okay? We're going to alternate quickly. So move over to the wall if you want to give thanks, okay? Don't miss your opportunity here, and then I'll have you be seated here in just a moment. I don't see anybody moving. Nobody's moving. There goes Lee. There goes Gina. Thank the Lord. There goes Suzanne and Heather and Cody. Fantastic. All right. You can be seated. So come on up, Gina. Start us out. And then we will go from there. And hopefully a few more of you are thankful to the Lord for something. God bless you.
Well, to tag team a little bit on Pastor Jeff's story, I've been doing Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, the devotional this year, and of course this whole month has been about Thanksgiving, but one thing that I gleaned in this past week was she said, if we give thanks to God regardless of how we feel, He'll give us joy regardless of our circumstances. And I just want to thank Him for joy, regardless of circumstances, and that He's restoring zeal in my heart. You know, sometimes joy is misinterpreted, or you think it's not there because you're not bubbly on the outside. But His joy is, it resides in us, and it gives us stability and courage. It's not happiness that is tied to circumstances. It's a joy regardless of circumstances because of His faithfulness to us. And I just want to thank Him right now for just restoring joy in my life and restoring my voice and restoring calling and restoring enthusiasm, which technically means in God. And just encourage us all to just keep pressing in to Him, to intimacy with Him, and see what big things He wants to do with us this year, this coming year.
There's so much to be thankful for. It's really hard to choose where to start. But on Thursday, I actually had a really awakening of thankfulness for health. I actually spent Thanksgiving in the ER with one of my best friends who had passed out, and we were trying to figure out what was going on. And she was at the hospital having a series of tests ran. And I went up with her little girl to see her because she passed out at the breakfast table right in front of her children, just completely fell over in the floor. And so her children were really scared to see their mommy sick and not knowing. So I went over, grabbed her little girl, and was like, let's go see your mom. And even in the way into the ER, there was somebody out in the parking lot who was just really besides themselves crying. And my first thought was like, they probably just lost somebody. God, thank you, we're going in, and that's not the case here. We're trying to run tests and figure out what's going on with my friend. And so throughout the course of the day, there was opportunities to just be like, this is not where we want to be. This is the last place we want to be, is sitting here in the ER. But as I was there, God brought in staff members, doctors, nurses, people who ran the test who just had joy, like what Gina was talking about, the joy of the Lord, whether they realized it or not. And I was like, God, thank you for a smile. God, thank you for people who make you laugh when you're in a place that you're like, this isn't the first place you think of laughing at. And throughout the day, and as my friend was discharged and they couldn't find anything, and the doctor's like, well, follow up with your primary. You know, I was like, God, thank you that we're being discharged and nothing big came up on the radar for my friend. And I thought about my own health, because actually I also had the flu this past week. And so I was like, God, I take that for granted all of the time. Even as a missionary and going over and traveling as much as we do, we're really not that sick that often. And so I just really have this sense of gratitude for physically being able to be up here, have my health, leave and move about as I would like. And so I just really thank the Lord for health and the opportunity to live life, and to live life well. And so, yeah.
Thank you for handing me the microphone. I always like an opportunity to say what I'm thankful for, because it keeps me out of thinking what I'm not thankful for and what I want to whine about and stuff. And I promise I'll try to be succinct, but, you know, this is Lee Long talking, so giving a talk might not be as possibly short given that explanation. But anyway, so this year for Thanksgiving, I got a chance to work, and, you know, it wasn't exactly what I would have pictured for Thanksgiving. I think I would have rather had, you know, the family time that I usually have. And whatnot, but you know, I use the word I got to work, because this time last year I was working for free, you know, doing clinical rotation, so I was actually getting paid time and a half to try to make a difference in people's lives and whatnot. And you know, it is really challenging, some of the stuff that we've gone through as a family over the last few years and even within the last year. And day to day, I'm presented with challenges, and it's like, I really do want to discount those and say, oh gosh, you know, I really hate this stuff, you know, the fleas, so to speak, that have been biting at me. But, you know, those are the things that really change and shape me, and I'm very grateful for that. And when I am grateful for that, I don't want to be depressed about it or whine over those things. And it gives me an opportunity to grow instead of stagnate. And just a quick thing about, you know, they were talking about doing stuff for homeless people and everything. You know, special needs type of, or I'm sorry, basic need items like that, have in my life, they've given me the ability to be grateful for different things that I have, like a warm place to sleep or, you know, warm clothing, whatever. And it's a real game changer when you can, like, just keep your eyes open for stuff like that, to donate for outreaches like that, because it gives you a sense of gratitude, and it gives me, at least this has been my personal experience, an opportunity to change that way of thinking, you know, for something that's stinking and kind of miserable to something that's a little bit more along the lines of what God would have for us, you know, like joy, peace, and some happiness in there too, you know. So that's all I got. Thank you.
So as I was sitting over there, I was kind of thinking, like, you know, what am I thankful for? And I'm thankful for so many things. And I was thinking about it, and I didn't want to just go over the cliches of thankfulness and not necessarily mean them and stuff. And I was just thinking, like, you know, I'm thankful for family, I'm thankful for, you know, friends and all that stuff, but no, I really am thankful for those things, because those are God-provided things, and that's something that I want to highlight, is, like, God's provision. And while Heather and I we're full-time missionaries, I don't want to highlight the financial provision, because all the time we always think about God and his financial provisions. God provided this for us and that, but what about the guy that just came and gave you a word? Or what about when you open that Bible every now and then and it's like coincidentally the very thing that you're going through, like there's a word for that. That's God's provision. That's him looking at you and saying that I love you this much that I'm going to move words around, that I'm going to move mountains for you today. So I am thankful for God's provisions outside of the financial aspect, in the area of friends and family, and how he's constantly in pursuit of us and whatever that looks like.
Today I'm really thankful for God's peace in my life. You know, you go through seasons in your life where the circumstances sometimes are conducive to having that peace, and a lot of times not. But this year, really, in our family, we've just seen just kind of God's hand on that, and a lot of peace in our family and things that he's done and blessings and things like that. So we're very thankful for that. But in thinking about that, you know, our peace really isn't dependent on our circumstances. It really comes from God. So just kind of thinking about prophecy in the Bible about how Jesus himself is our peace, and that we can have that no matter what if we have that relationship with God. So kind of like what Gina was talking about with the joy, the same thing with peace, that we can be thankful for that and always be able to hold on to that because God is so faithful.
So, as many of you all know, my dad passed away a couple of months ago, and just want to thank you all for circling my family and loving on us. It meant a lot to us, and it still does. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm very grateful that my dad is in heaven, and he's worshiping with us today. And so I'm also thankful for exercise. And the just the reset of the mind, and that I'm healthy, and I have limbs, and I can get around and exercise. And you know, when you're grieving, it's like a purge, it's like a reset, and you really start to focus on what's important. And it basically strips you down of all this noise in your life. And so I'm thankful for the Word of God, and that it is a lamp unto my feet, and that it's been a reset for my life. So I want to thank you all.
So many things as I look back over the last year that I can be thankful for, and just to work my way down through the family, I'll start with myself. Just God's working in my own heart and life, continuing to do that. I see his hand working, and I don't know, some of you may feel like I do sometimes, that I could rival Paul saying I'm the chief of sinners, and just the way things get mixed up in my head sometimes, but I see God continually working and challenging and growing me, and I've been a Christian for a long time. I feel like I should be further along than I am. But I'm thankful for his grace in my life. I'm thankful for God's work in my marriage. Heather and I have had a good year. We like each other way more than we dislike each other. And that's been great. I'm thankful for what he's doing in the lives of my children. My daughter Annabelle got married this year and is with child. And we're looking forward to, some of you didn't know that. Well, there's an announcement. So, yeah, next June, be a grandfather. So I already am, but anyways, very thankful for that. She's working through her own challenges, as anybody that's been married knows. First year, there's a lot to learn. And it's very challenging, and she also has, you know, three kids that she took on as well in that family. And we had a chance to love on them this past week for Thanksgiving, and that was great. You know, it's kind of a ministry to them to be able to bring them in and love on them. They don't really have grandparents in their lives on either side in their family. So it's been a joy to be able to give that to them. My son Will got engaged weekend or two ago, and That's a long story in and of itself, but it's in my heart, the girl I've been praying that he would, that she, her heart would come around to love him. He's loved her since he was 13, and her heart came around in a major, miraculous way, and they are very in love, and so we're going to have a wedding next year as well. So looking forward to that. I'm thankful, you know, there's been a bit of a revival in Ben's life. God's been doing some amazing things there. He's made some big-time choices as far as holiness goes. I'm thankful for Levi, the young man that he's becoming. He can beat me in basketball now, which I'm not thankful for, but he's been a lot of fun to watch playing for CEC. But just so thankful, so many blessings. And then just the last thing that's kind of a huge thing, that just, you know, I pray every month for God's provision in my business and able to provide for the family every month this year. So very thankful for that.
Wow. I'm just really want to tell the Lord and you all that I'm grateful for all that God has brought us through as a couple and me personally and getting to know him, because in the hard times, you can look back on those things. He causes all things to work together for good, as Pastor Jeff said. And, you know, lately I've been able to see him and think on him as the great I am. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the faithful Father. He is my healer, my covenant partner. He is, you know, he's just there. He's there for all, for everything. And we have all the promises of God where we can look into the scriptures in the most difficult times of our lives and see him for who he is and walk through those times. But I also want to, this end of this January of 18, Smitty and I will have been here for 2 years. And I just want to thank all of you all, because we come in here every week and I see people that love God and that worship God and that are committed and that are faithful. And you don't know what that means to somebody that's come out of a place that, you know, you didn't know some days if you could put one foot in front of the other. And even though I may not know you real well and I may not even know your name, your face meant a lot. Your faithfulness to come here meant a lot. And I just want to say thank you.
I want to pray for Austin. Austin is a good time with me, but I want to thank for my mom, but please don't worry about me. And then I want to get my own place, and I make some money, and then I pray for Jenna. One thing, my niece Zoe looks like Jonathan in law. My gosh, she is so cute for a while. My gosh. So last Tuesday night, my dad has a table feeling his heart. My dad was all blood, his forehead and I went to go to mountain next year. And so yeah, I have plans for that.
I'm thankful for a God that is faithful to the deep cry of our heart when Jack was born. The only words I could say was Jesus. And he's been very faithful. Now when we're sitting in the family room, and I'm grateful that Jack isn't shy, but Bill and I will look at each other and always say, which one of us prayed the hardest that he would talk? It's your fault. So that isn't really why I'm up here. But I did not want to get up here today, but I was hard-pressed to share what I'm grateful for, and I'm like, really, Lord? Really? You want me to say this? I am grateful for failure and for imperfection, and that has given me much opportunity for growth. And just it gives me the ability to see the Lord working in my life, because if I were perfect, which I like to try to be, then it's all in my own power and not his. And so through my failures and my imperfections and the failures of others around me, that we can see him working in our lives. And I'm so grateful for that. And with that comes forgiveness, because without failure and without, you know, mistakes, we don't need forgiveness. So I'm just very grateful for failure, imperfection, and with that, forgiveness.
I'm really thankful this year for God's ability to change people's hearts. Apart from anything we do, like Gary shared, our family, there's so much peace in our family now. Our daughter, about 5 or 6 years ago, she was a peach growing up until her senior year in high school, and then she went AWOL, and it was a nightmare. It really was. And it was one of those situations where you think all is lost after a while. And there, you know, like one of those, there's no way. And, you know, if one more person had come up and said, oh, she'll be back, she'll come back to the Lord, my head was going to explode. But she did. The Lord got her, and she came back, and she's a peach again, loves Jesus, doing ministry. And so to see God change someone's heart is the most miraculous thing ever. He's so powerful. And a friend of mine this year, too, the Lord led me to build relationships with some particular women, and one of them, I felt like he was really wanting. I'm like, really? Like, you know, and again, one of those no ways. I'm like, no way, Julie, what? But she just rededicated her life to the Lord, joined church. She's in church. She's in Bible study. She's on fire for God. I mean, it's something God did in her heart. So I want to encourage you, whether you have a young friend, relative, or older. I mean, Julie's like 60, in her 60s, and has just completely gone through a personal revival with the Lord. God can change anyone's heart, anybody. So the person in your life or people where you're going, no way, God specializes in no way. And just want to encourage you to keep praying, keep building a relationship, and thank him for his miraculous power to just reach in and do the thing that we could never do. He's awesome. So praise him for that.
This is my first time here. I wasn't going to get up, but I asked God for time to research my dad's military history, and he supplied it. Not the way I wanted, but my dad was part of the 82nd Airborne. He was a paratrooper, which I looked into that, what a paratrooper was, and went, I wouldn't have made it the first day. But also found out that he was in the Central Europe, but he liberated a concentration camp, never talked about it. It wasn't a very big one. It was like March 22nd to May 7th is the Central Europe campaign. He was awarded the Holland Orange Lanyard, which was the first, the 82nd was the first non-Dutch unit to be awarded, and it was one of the highest and honors in the Dutch. So I don't know, words can't say. He passed away April 1st of this year. And I'm just proud of him.
This has been not the easiest year for me personally, but I would be remiss if I did not get up here and just thank God for the things that he has done in my family this year. I have a daughter who's an LPN who is studying to be an RN and working full time, and just I don't know how she does it, quite frankly. But I'm very, very proud of her. And my middle daughter Emily, who's not here with us, has been married for a year to a wonderful man of God, studying to be a minister. So that's, I got to thinking about it the other day, and that's prayer answered there, you know, on that one. But mostly, I'm just very thankful. I don't know, most of you all probably know this already, but my wife Jen and Lena were involved in a pretty serious car accident earlier this year. Well, I say car accident. They were actually sandwiched between two semis. And if you see the picture of that van that they were in, it's like literally the hand of an angel or God or whatever just stopped that truck because it was going 65 miles an hour, pushed them into the rear end of another truck on the interstate. And I still to this day cannot but think that that was just the hand of protection of God on them, because they have so much more to do, and I'm very thankful for that.
Morning, my name is Joseph. I am thankful for two things. One of them is Austin being here. I think it's pretty honorable for the Chadies to just to see how they have transformed in his life and just to hear his testimony and everything. I remember hearing that a few months ago. So I'm thankful for the Chadies to see that, because I think that is good. But for my own personal one, I'm thankful for transformation that Christ has been in my life, because all when I was younger, I had an issue with prioritizing and then persevering to acquire those goals. And this year, early this year, I set a multiple-year goal plan, and specifically a one-year goal plan. I was able to accomplish all those goals, which for me, that is just amazing, because I'm very opposite of my wife and her family, who is goal-oriented and just, and I'm like amazement when I just see them tackle things. So I just wanted to say and speak on my thankfulness for my transformation, because I just remember when I was young, I figured that to be a follower of Christ, you had to be perfect. And then with being perfect, you was successful at everything, especially acquiring spiritual, accomplishing spiritual tests and overcoming those obstacles. But it's not. So you can be transformed to the integrity of any person, male or female, while still being the core person of who you are. And God is not going to compromise his character. And I think that is so awesome that you can be that. So for anybody, whatever age, you can follow Christ, be transformed, and still be the core person of you are. You're not, and you can still be your individual. So thank you.
So as I was listening to Pastor Jeff share about being thankful for the fleas, I felt God tell me, I want you to be thankful for cancer. And that's not something that I ever thought I could say, oh, I'm thankful to have ever experienced cancer. But today, even if I don't feel it, I want to be thankful. So I'm choosing to thank him right now for what that's done in my life. I know a lot of you know that Glenn has had multiple myeloma. Back in 2014, he went to the emergency room for what we thought was a pulled muscle. And I remember my mother-in-law calling me at 2 in the morning and say they found a tumor on his spine. It's not a pulled muscle. He has cancer. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Like, he just went for muscle relaxers. And I'm walking into an oncology unit to be united with my husband. So at that time, I really was in shock, because it was not at all what we were expecting. I remember one night as he was sleeping, doped up on morphine, I went in the bathroom and I literally was on the floor bawling, going, God, I can't do this. I'm 33 years old and my husband doesn't know what kind of future he has. And I'm crying hysterically, and God said, you can't do this, but I can. Do you trust me? And ever since then, that's the thing he keeps bringing me back to is, do you trust me? I ask God if he's given Glenn healing and all these different things, and he'll say, do you trust me? And the verse that I come back to is that God causes all things to work for the good of those who love him, because he's used this cancer in miraculous ways. I've seen my husband go from knowing God in his head to knowing him in his heart. I've seen him experience this big faith that I don't even understand sometimes, and I like to think that I have big faith. But I'm thankful for the ways that he's used it. Glenn has to be on disability for missing part of his vertebrae. What kids get to be with their mom and dad every day, all day. Thankful that he gets to be here at church to serve. He'll be the first person to sign up for something. He's here till things close. He always wants to find a way to serve here at church. So I'm thankful for that. A little backstory for us, and I'll make it quick. But my dad was also diagnosed with cancer when I was 20 years old. They told he had 3 months to live. And at that time, I did not know who I was going to marry, but it was important to me that my dad meet this man. And so I really prayed for God to show me who this man is that I would marry so that I could at least introduce him and see if my dad approved. And I kept seeing this face. And at first I was like, that's not really what I'm going for. So I asked God for like a new face. I love the face now. Like, I really love it. But every night he kept showing me this same face. And at the time, we were at Southeast in the college ministry, and I went in late one night to service, and there was this guy kneeling down for communion, and when he stood up, it was this face. I didn't know him. I'd never seen him before. And I love how God orchestrates stories, because Suzanne was actually the one 17 years ago that I went to and said, hey, that's the guy I'm going to marry. Can you find out his name for me? So she really went and came back and said, it's Glenn. So I went and introduced myself and all. It was Glenn Broadway, and I was like, no, I can't be a Broadway. That's not going to happen. But I found out it was Broadway, and then I thought I could handle being a Broadway. But all that to say, God's used cancer to orchestrate so many things, from being able to meet my husband, who I was able to introduce to my dad, and my dad loved him and said, yes, I approve. So while he wasn't there to walk me down the aisle, I know that he knew who Glenn was and that he loved him as my husband. And the way that he's used cancer to just radically change Glenn's life, to make him this awesome man that I love to follow, and just the way that he's used it to bring our family closer, even to bring us here to this church, all the ways that he's used that. So just want to thank God and thank you guys.
I'm thankful for a wife that will cut in line and make me cry right before I'm supposed to get up. It's funny, because I guess she's kind of short-circuited kind of what I was going to say, but I'm thankful that God knows our hearts and still lets us have a chance to do something. He knows the condition of our heart and where our motivations lie, but yet he still gives us a chance to find him, even though we can be so far off track. For myself, I was saved again. I walked up and did the thing and at 7 years of age, but then I wasted about 30 years not getting it, not really letting it be really a part of my heart. And interestingly enough, I have to thank him for cancer too, because it was through that he knocked me down, drug me out, and had me at rock bottom. And he said, look, let me show you some things. They said, you can't work anymore. And I said, well, God, how am I going to provide for my family? He said, watch this. You don't. He said, I do. And I said, wow, okay. And he did. He showed up in so many different ways, through you guys, through support. One of my favorite stories is we had a water bill that was supposed to be turned off. Amber went to go check the mail, and there was a check for the exact amount in the mailbox. And you know, that's not like $200, it's something and change. And you know, and he shows up like this, and he did for us time and time again. So I'm thankful for that chance, for his patience in us, and how he waits for us relentlessly. It's confounding sometimes. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve, the way that you guys have opened up, of course, hey, you want to volunteer? Yeah, come on. Anybody who would say no to that, right? But the opportunity to come in and be a part of what you guys do, to be a part of your ministry, to be not your, our ministry. And I'm thankful for the leadership and the mentoring that I receive and the encouragement that y'all provide. Thank you so much.
All right, well, can you stand and let's pray? And all of you thankful folks, let's go out there and spread the thankfulness to the world around us. Amen? Amen. What a great time. Wow, that's some powerful, powerful things. I feel like my heart's just been enriched. Lord, thank you for this time together. God, we're so thankful. We are just so thankful. May our hearts, not just this one time a year, but every single day, just overflow with gratitude. Because you are so good. And Lord, may we spread that goodness of God to everybody we come in contact with. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great week. Hope to see you at the banquet Friday night. God bless you.